Cotton wool could be the missing ingredient in the fight to save one of Australia's most endangered animals. A new study has found tiny fly larvae are killing the 40-spotted pardalote, and it's hoped the cotton can be used to prevent the small bird disappearing completely. From Hobart, Richard Baines reports.
The 40-spotted pardalote is a small bird with a big problem. The species is endangered. At last count, there were only about 1,500 left in the world, found only in southern Tasmania. Amanda Edworthy, a PhD student from the Australian National University in Canberra, has spent the last three summers climbing trees studying the bird, trying to find out what's driven the population down.
So the biggest threat that we found was actually a parasitic fly. So the adults lay their maggot larva inside of the nest, and the larva burrow underneath the skin of the nestlings, where they feed on their blood and cause about 75% mortality. So that's huge for a songbird.
It's a big surprise, because researchers had previously thought loss of habitat, drought, and possums reaching into nest boxes were to blame. Since the larvae discovery, Amanda Edworthy's been locating the high-up nests and spraying each one with a mild plant-based insecticide.
So without the fly spray, only about 15% of nestlings survive. But with the fly spray, we were able to kill off almost all parasites, and that led to a fledge rate of 90%. So 90% of the chicks were actually surviving.
Effective, yes. Practical, no. In the search for a more manageable solution, Amanda Edworthy turned to the faraway Galapagos Islands. Fly larvae was also a problem there for the endangered Darwin's finches. Again, scientists couldn't easily access the birds' nests, so they developed an unusual cotton wool method. Sonia Kleindorfer is a professor of animal behaviour at Flinders University in Adelaide.
The cotton wool method involves spraying little balls of cotton with a plant-based insecticide that kills larvae of a parasitic fly but does not harm birds.
The researchers leave cotton wool intertwined with wire in the bush. When the bird comes along, it tears off small pieces of wool to weave into its nest. Sonia Kleindorfer says it's particularly effective because birds naturally search for soft, warm material.
I'm a big fan of what we call conservation behaviour, and that is using insights from animal behaviour to inform conservation.
The cotton wool method is set to be trialled on the 40-spotted pardalote in the next 2 years. Amanda Edworthy's hopeful it will buy the small bird some time and eventually help pull population numbers away from the brink.
It could be really important for just helping these birds hang on in the short term. Over the long term, I think it'll be really important to figure out why the parasite loads have increased so much, or if they have increased, and then figuring out ways of managing forest to help reduce fly populations in general.
Researcher Amanda Edworthy ending that report from Richard Baines.